This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Caroline and Uma with you. This is the all-new evening edition. We're talking about human trafficking, in particular a statement by the Secretary General of the Home Ministry who kind of said that media reports of human trafficking could be considered false and fake news.
Yeah, that's right. So Tanaganita has essentially pushed back, I guess with the rationale that we even have a special court that's set up. For example,
correct,
the numbers don't add up. Some solid reasons, but instead of hearing from me, we're going to cross over to Glorine Das herself, Executive Director of Tanaganita. Thanks for joining us, Glorine. Now, it's reported today some of your views regarding that statement from the Home Ministry. Have you come across reports on human trafficking which are, you know, false or dubious, either in the news or on social media?
In the course of Tanaganita's work on human trafficking cases, we do not usually just take on cases that is reported on news portal and social media. In fact, what we do is our own fact-finding and analysis on the cases reported on this platform before an intervention is made. And at all times, the news reported as substance and enough evidence to constitute human trafficking. In fact, the media whom we work with, who report the news, have shown a tremendous amount of professionalism in the way the news is reported, and they are backed up with facts and evidence. There may be some news that may come through as a topic to be sensationalized by the media, and our experiences have been that the news reported may not have full information, but it is certainly not fake or dubious.
Now, Glorine, with the nature of human trafficking, is it something that's hard to investigate and verify? Could this be the reason why the authorities won't consider some cases to actually be human trafficking?
I think it all boils down to education and knowledge of what constitutes human trafficking. If there is a lack of understanding, then of course it is hard to investigate and verify. This is because human trafficking is complex in its nature. It goes beyond the crimes such as buying and selling of human beings for sex, labor, or organs. It also needs to review the slave-like practices of work which the victims perform, including the dynamics between the victims and their perpetrators, which essentially holds them in a debt bondage, which qualifies the situation of human trafficking. Now, when there is no education or the right knowledge on human trafficking, the screening procedures within authorities and agencies become ineffective because most of them who are affected are not identified as victims of human trafficking. Therefore, the perpetrators are charged under different laws such as Employment Act or Penal Code, with victims also being further criminalized under Immigration Act for their undocumented status. On another point, there is also the potential risk involved in victims coming forward to give testimonies and statements because there is a lack of protection in the overall system. Now, this may seem like a difficult element to investigate and to verify. But with education and knowledge, we can do it.
Right. I think it's just terrible that many cases are not being recognized even as human trafficking because of that lack of understanding. But what do current statistics say about, the human trafficking situation here in Malaysia?
So Malaysia last year recorded, and I think it was a statement made by the Home Minister himself, that there has been 147 convictions of human trafficking-related cases compared to 100 convictions in 2016. But there isn't an accurate data on the cases received. These are focused on convictions alone. However, I'm going to come back to Tanaganita because we have handled many cases and I think it's important for us to share how many cases Tanaganita has received. Just last year alone, 430 36 cases, out of which 70% of those cases had elements of human trafficking, you know, and I'm going to point out what are these elements. They are definitely a day, no day of rest, unpaid wages, no contract, non-renewal of work permit, withholding of passport, long hours of work without overtime pay that clearly indicates forced labor, food deprivation, yeah, poor working and living condition, no annual or medical leave, plus physical and verbal abuse. Now, I don't know if this really, you know, paints the accurate picture, but from the statistics I've just given, it surely indicates or gives you a bigger picture of the problem.
Well, Glorine, do you think there are indications that the situation is improving? I mean, in January, the Malaysian government announced that it's setting up a special court for human trafficking cases. What do you think about that?
In our opinion, some changes have come through from the different advocacy actions by civil society organizations, NGO, as well as the pressure from the U.S. government in terms of protection, particularly the shelter and care for the victims and survivors. And I think that goes in line with the government's Phase 2 action plan to support the Anti-Trafficking in Persons and Anti-Smuggling of Migrants Act 2007 towards a joint holistic approach to fight human trafficking. And they, I believe they have five principles that includes participation of the civil society, traffic victims treatment, coordination of international bodies and non-governmental organizations. However, in the aspect of actions of prevention, enforcement and prosecution, we still have a long way to go. On the other hand, if the situation has improved, why would we need to establish a separate court to manage cases of human trafficking? And, you know, by establishing a separate court, it clearly also indicates otherwise. There is an urgent need to, you know, to bring the cases to the court, to charge, to convict, and so forth. And I remember reading the last U.S. TIP report that Malaysia has slightly improved in its rating, but has, you know, as yet not met the minimum standards for the elimination of trafficking.
Yeah.
However, it reported that Malaysia is making significant efforts to do so.
All right. So, Glorine, finally, what do you think the situation calls for right now?
What is important is really the need to have an in-depth understanding of what constitutes human trafficking for all level of people, especially the enforcement authorities. A thorough education is urgently needed for actions so it can be fully effective from its prevention and to the level of prosecution and protection of its victim.
Right.
Thank you very much, Glorine. That was Glorine Das, Executive Director of Tenaga Nita. It's good and bad, isn't it, Caroline? I mean, we're not, we're nowhere near ideal, and yet Malaysia is at least trying to make significant efforts. So, got to give credit where it's due, I suppose. But calling these things out as fake news is not necessarily the right way to go about doing things.
Well, that's the thing. Just sweeping statements, much. I mean, yeah. She matter of factly pointed out, right, that there are many, or maybe many, solid explanations for why the numbers don't add up. You know, there are different legal categories, for example. That's huge. But more details from the ministry, especially when making an announcement like this, would certainly have given more clarity, because clearly there's a disconnect between experiences, right? What percentage is the minister talking about when he says there's a lot of false news? What type of news is false, right? Specifically, which elements of human trafficking is he talking about? So I appreciate the attempt at discourse, certainly, but meaningful engagement can only come if all cards are on the table, I think.
Correct. And also because so few people know about what constitutes human trafficking and what doesn't, that when a blanket statement comes out like this, it can be incredibly misleading,
for sure.
Right? We've got some more music coming your way. Deer Hunter, Don't Cry on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.